All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, it's the last day of 2018, and who cares about who's working anywhere else? We are here for you. Whether you're working or playing, we appreciate you, so we are here as well. Nick is here, Barry's here, and I am here, and we will take you for the next 3 hours right here on The Usual Suspects. Fellas, what's up?
What's up, what's up, what's
what
up?
What it do?
You tell me, Mr. Chop Beef, got your lunch in, you're ready to roll.
I'm ready, man, and you guys are too much of pansies to take a shot with me.
What is
so
it, though?
So I got Bobby Beats to take a shot with
what
me.
What kind of shot?
He's cool enough to take a shot with
what
me, and you two are not.
Stop. What kind of shot
is it? It's a whiskey shot.
You showed it to me, but I have no idea what that is.
Aberfeldy. I've never had this one before. I've had Aberlour.
So you were pushing it as this great thing we all
believe me, this is not going to be bad whiskey. I guarantee you.
So where'd you get it from?
From my local liquor store.
Oh, you just went and
bought it?
Yeah.
I thought somebody gave it to
you. Yeah, I thought it was a gift.
This was for us, for the suspects.
Oh.
Trying to get you guys hammered.
Oh, well, then I'll do a shot with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll do
it. Joel, are you going to take a shot or are you just going to sip coffee the whole show?
I'm sipping coffee right now, I can tell you that.
Put some in his coffee when he goes to a bathroom.
In the break.
Just
in the
pour
break.
Some
in the break. I'll bring some in the break.
Just,
how are you guys doing?
Just enough that he doesn't notice it. and then maybe we'll get him drunk. That'll be nice.
You guys act like I've never drank before. It's been a long time. I'm sure one shot and I'd be feeling pretty good because I haven't eaten all day. So, fine.
But I just like that. I mean, like, it was self-imposed. There was no like, I'm an alcoholic or any of that. You just stop drinking.
Yep.
I dig it.
Yep.
That's good for you.
And you know, my old man was one of those guys that probably should have gone to rehab of some sort, but he used to do just the cold turkey thing. And if he could go cold turkey for a month or two, he'd be like, I'm good. I feel better. And then he'd go right back on the wagon and he'd go get it.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, so I was never proud of that part of it with my dad doing it, but yeah, it was just on my own reconnaissance.
Well,
you guys got big plans tonight? It's a big night.
I think Nick is going to finish off that bottle of whiskey. Me?
Yeah.
No big plans. We're going to go out to dinner and then watch Bird Box or whatever the hell that is.
I started watching that.
And?
And it looks like it's going to be a really good movie, but I didn't finish it, so I don't want to spoil anything.
Okay.
But yeah.
The internet is going nuts over this dumbass movie.
Yeah, it is.
I've seen a lot of tweets about it.
I have no idea what to expect, but I'm like, whatever. Tyler says it sucks. I've heard mixed reviews. I've seen some people say they loved it and that it was scary.
I felt like it started
some people
out
say,
great.
Tyler's like my wife. Nothing is good. Everything is a negative with Tyler.
Tyler's like
that
my
sucked.
Wife.
This is terrible. You put that on the internet and that was old. And this is blah, 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 blah.
The man knows what he likes.
Well, I don't know, but we don't because he never tells us what he likes. He always just craps on everything else.
I feel like it's that there was a movie that came out with Jim from The Office where they couldn't say anything. And I don't know what it was called, like Hush or Shut Up or I don't know. But there was just this movie where they had to be quiet. They were walking around. And if someone heard them, then you would get in trouble. And I feel like that's what this is. What are you doing?
I'm counting until the first text comes in that gives you the answer to what movie you're thinking of. Because our listeners are like,
I was like, what the hell is going on? Am I offsides? Illegal motion?
No, you were 3 seconds in the lane. But I was giving you the backcourt. I was giving you the 10 second.
I feel like this is the same thing, but with blindfolds. Instead of not talking, you're not supposed to look. I don't know. The wife wants to watch it, so we're watching it. That's how it goes.
Who's in it?
Old Sandra Bullock, old chick from The Blind Side, which Savior.
Oh, this is the one where she and the kids and they can't take the blindfolds off, and it's okay.
Right? Remember that movie with Jim from The Office where you couldn't say anything or you'd die? Same thing, just blindfolds. So
someone was trying to make analogies from that movie to James Harden this weekend, and all kinds of reaches, and I'm just.
A Quiet Place.
There you go.
Was
boom,
the name
I told
of
you.
The movie with Jim from The Office.
No backcourt violation.
I don't even know his name. Is that that's how you know when you haven't made it as an actor? If people just refer to you as a previous role.
At least they remember you.
Like what I don't want is like if people come and see a comedy show, they're like, hey, I went and saw one of the guys from The Usual Suspects. What was his name? I don't know. Just one of the guys, the one that wears the skinny jeans and Abercrombie shirts. That's the one I went and saw.
At least nobody at the listener or not the listener.
John Krasinski. Would have never in a million years. I would have never, years, yeah.
There's no way.
No way.
At least nobody at the Christmas party said, oh, I know your show. It's Joel, Barry, and Chris. I'm like, huh? Who's Chris?
Someone said that to you?
Yeah. And he was sober.
Wow.
Wait, seriously? He said Joel, Barry, and Chris.
I think he kind of listens to the show.
I listen to your show every day. What's
The Unusual Suspects. Yeah,
in the morning, right?
Yeah. Like, what time y'all come on in the morning?
Yeah. Yeah. That's happened to me before, too.
Yeah, no, that was at one of my comedy shows we discussed. The guy was like, love your show, man. Unusual Suspects, right? Nope. Not even, nope. Joel, Barry, and Chris. Well, nope. Chris, what, can I just start calling you Chris from now on?
I said, no, it's Nick. He's like, oh, yeah, I knew that. I'm like, okay.
Is he here?
That makes me feel better.
That would have been great.
If it was like an employee.
If they were talking to you, they were like, man, I love the Usual Suspects with Joel, Barry, and Chris. It's Nick. Oh, yeah, Nick. Is he here? I'm Nick.
That would have been great.
You're Nick? I'm Nick. Oh, my bad. You look thinner than what you sound. That would have been awesome. Too bad that didn't happen.
Yeah, that would have been really entertaining. Because otherwise, and then, I mean, half the time we couldn't find you at Nick's. So,
right.
You were all
I was
over.
In the building.
But what was amazing to me, and credit to you, was I had no idea where you were. And then the minute someone wanted to take a picture of the three of us, I'm like, where's Nick? Bing! Right there. Right next. Just like that. Bing! Right there.
You know me. I'm an attention whore. You know that.
And Ivan. Ivan was following you around at like you were going to get him a drink or something like that, but he didn't need any more. He was well lubricated as well.
Was he? I don't even remember that.
He asked for Thrive, and he's like, so I'm going to take this Thrive, and then I got to get another beer. I'm like, no, Chief, that's not how it works. You got to stop drinking before you take the Thrive.
Everybody's saying a bird, whatever the hell it's called, Bird Box sucks on the text line. Philpott said they should have released it before Halloween so people could have wore blindfolds for Halloween. That would have been pretty good. That would have made a good Halloween costume. Maybe next year, Philpott.
And they would have probably tried to drive, too. Did you see it this morning?
No.
Two people. It's not even New Year's Eve yet. I mean, like, where people actually start drinking. Two people got on the highway on an off-ramp.
Oh, wow.
And created major accidents. I mean, it's Sunday night before New Year's Eve. You can't wait.
No kidding.
Just awful.
This is the, of all days to drink and drive, this is not it.
Mm-mm.
Not it at all.
You know, I was thinking about that, though. Back when we were in our heyday, mm-hmm. right, and going out and everything like that, it would have been great to have Uber. Because as much as you...
Take a cab everywhere? That would have been so costly.
As much as we talk about the fact that, you know, don't drink and drive and stuff like that, but, you know, you were out having fun and you always felt like you were in a better position than you were, and Uber would have been fantastic.
But at the same time, this Uber drivers want to be out on New Year's Eve.
That's
where there's
true.
A bunch of drunk drivers. They're driving Uber sedans and cars like everybody else.
Yeah, but this has to be a cash cow for Uber drivers and Lyft drivers.
That's true. That's
like,
totally true.
You make so much money. Like you're, it's just
surcharges everywhere.
Yeah, this is like Black Friday for them.
Do they determine the rates so that it's like a holiday so they get more?
Absolutely. It's based on demand, like however busy it is in the area that you're at.
Yeah.
That's when it goes up. Now, okay. New Year's Eve, I don't know how they're going to... I'm pretty sure it's going to be higher than normal.
Oh, yeah. And you know where they're going to be. They're going to be like all the clubs.
Midtown, downtown.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Just in circles.
Yep. Montrose.
They're going to be like record drivers at a wreck. They'll be the ones causing all the traffic.
I think the best thing to do is just go to one spot and be there till like 3 or 4 in the morning.
What?
That's what we always used to do.
Yeah, because then... I mean, still, it's still dangerous to drive at 3 or 4 in the morning.
I'm not going out.
But
on
you
New
don't
Year's.
Leave. You don't go oh, anywhere.
We used to. I'm not going anywhere on New Year's. Single, married, doesn't matter. This is the worst time of the year to go out.
But this is also
the worst night of the year.
And it's a cash cow for the bars themselves and stuff. Because the regular cover, because you get champagne at midnight and they throw some like hats and streamers and stuff up there, they charge you like $30 a person to get in. They are cashing in tonight.
There's no way I would go out.
Hotels are worse. Hotels do that. Just they just set up their big ballroom or a lobby with balloons on hanging from a net, and they're going to charge you $45-$50 at minimum.
Y'all are legit making me concerned to go out now.
So where are you going?
I don't know.
Where did you plan on going?
There's a place called, I don't even want to say the name, to be honest with you.
Well, everybody wants to see you, Chris. Tell them where you're going.
We're trying to get a table. We're trying to get a table somewhere. So,
yeah, well, use your platform. Yeah. Use your celebrity, Chris.
Chris from the Usual Suspects. I need a table,
everybody's
man.
Everybody's going to text and tweet my name as Chris Sharara. And there's going to be a Twitter handle.
No. Warm it up, Chris.
No.
Warm it up.
There wasn't even a push.
We get a whack.
There wasn't even a push Sharara Twitter handle.
Oh, see,
so.
I know what you're doing, Barry. You're trying to get that Twitter handle.
There can't be a Chris Sharara Twitter handle if there's not a push Sharara Twitter handle. That's not. I mean, we know there's a fart Sharara.
Fart Sharara.
Yeah, fart Sharara exists, but there's no push Sharara from way back in the day when that came up. So
do me a favor, walk across Westheimer Boulevard blindfolded, sir. Would you do that for me? Okay.
My dad used to say, go roll up the stripe on the freeway. What?
Now, let me ask you, before we wrap up that up, though, here's the other interesting thing I thought about with Uber. What if your Uber driver's drinking?
That's a whole different thing.
Carry a breathalyzer around with you.
But that's something you got to worry about. Because if they're out and about and they're working on New Year's, like everybody, you know, is always.
Yeah, I don't think they're that dumb.
Unless, I hope not.
No.
Because that would be even worse. I mean, you get in and you're doing the right thing, and you get in the back seat, and the dude behind the wheels already had a few of whatever that whiskey is.
El Jefe sent us a thing. I had seen this. There was, if they hear you, they hunt you. There was A Quiet Place, and then Bird Box. There was a third movie that was out about that under the same premise. One, if they could see you. One, if they heard you. And now, I don't know, if you see them. It's just like become a recycled thing. So,
Okay. So at least if we get the four senses out of the way, something's going to happen.
Right.
All right. If you guys want something to happen while you're here, there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. 713-780-3776. That's our HR&P listener line where you can call, you can text. You can also hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, and of course at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Before we hit the break, I want to remind you that with the new year, if you want to turn over a new leaf and get an energy company that's locally based, that has your back and really will take care of you, I encourage you to do what I did and sign up with Infuse Energy. You can go to infuseenergy.com, but better yet, give them a call, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit, and they go from there. It's a human being on the phone, not an automated system. They'll ask you more questions than you'll ask them because they want to pinpoint the best plan, the best rate, and the best deal for you. That means it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back, and they're 100% honest, even if that means losing your business to a cheaper rate from someone else. They're going to be like a trusted friend. They're not going to try and screw you over. They're going to be honest, upfront, and above all, going to make sure that you feel like you can trust them, whether you do it now or down the road. I did it and saved thousands a year off my bill because of Infuse Energy. So give them a call, check them out on the website, and make sure you tell them that Joel Blank sent you. Infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Hey, welcome back. Just getting started. Usual Suspects on a New Year's Eve. Yes, we're here. You're there, and hopefully you're taking us everywhere. That means ESPN975.com. Download the app. Take us anywhere, everywhere. Don't worry about ESPN and Sports Map 94.1 at 3 and all that stuff. You can take us all over. We always get texts and tweets from all the great suspects. Listen to us from all over the place. Speaking of that, have you checked the interactions today with the peeps?
I have.
Anything good?
Somebody said, can we get some lawn talk before the year ends?
I said, anything good?
How does Joel feel about Green Bay going after Josh McDaniels?
I said anything good.
I had an Uber driver fire up a blunt once. That's
See?
In there.
They have rules about this, right?
Yeah.
Because that was one thing that I was really thinking about the last night into this morning when I was thinking about people going out and acting crazy. That there's no like breathalyzers or anything. They should have like a breathalyzer deal. Like, you know how the guys that have been convicted for DUI have to have the breathalyzer in the
start
car? To start your car. You should have some way of being able to check it before you get going to make
they
sure your driver
portable
is...
portable breathalyzers. You can plug into your phone.
Well, that's what I think should be done.
Yeah. Somebody said, you two are hilarious. There are five senses, not four. Who said four?
I might have.
Did any of us say four?
No, we were just naming senses.
I know I did.
And I just said use the senses, but if I said four, then blame it on me. It's fine. I'll take it.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
And they said they already had a touch thriller, Fallen.
What?
A movie about.
Oh.
Yeah.
So at least we've got Siskel and Ebert out of the way.
Yeah. Good times.
Will you come back with your thumbs up, thumbs down tomorrow then? Let us know. So there wasn't anything to talk about after this weekend, was there?
Oh, no sports. None at all.
Nothing at all.
Did the Texans play? What happened there?
More so than that, why is it such a big deal with peeps? I don't know if you got it too. Why are they all up in arms because the Texans got the early game Saturday?
I think they look at it as a sign of disrespect.
Okay, because everybody's like, well, there's no way. I mean, again, I mean, they should just mark the early game on Saturday as Texans game, Texas playoff game, no matter what. And then somebody brought up a great point because they actually did it with the thought that they wouldn't get the early game because it's like, there's no way they make the Indy Colts winner play the first game Saturday. They need to give them a break. Well, they didn't. So maybe the Texans catch a break.
Right. And besides that, if you think about fan bases and matchups and stuff like that, I don't think anybody really wants to see Colts Texans, although it might be on paper the best matchup. When you I think they showed a graphic at the end of the Colts game, or when they were talking about it afterwards, that I think the two teams split their season series, obviously, and it was 58-58 combined total scores. And then when I was doing my little stupid spreadsheet thing, I kind of had it the same way. Like, I had it 23-23 would be a final score for this game. So if you're getting points, take the points, and take the Colts and the points. But so the teams are too evenly matched. It's just not a sexy matchup.
Is it 2.5 right now?
Yeah, it was 2.5. Yeah. Every game was 2.5 except for the Bears game.
I'll tell you what.
Bears are favored by 5.5, or they were. It may have changed now.
Most of the time, opening round, you're like, eh, doesn't look like that big. These four games are pretty good.
Yeah, but I think as far as like sexy matchups, I don't think Colts-Texans is. I think it's going to be a good game. Mm-hmm. I do. But I just don't think nationally people look at it and go, ooh, I can't wait to watch that matchup. As much as they're intrigued by the Cowboys and Russell Wilson and the Seahawks,
sure.
The Chargers and what they've done, and the Baltimore defense and the running of Lamar Jackson. Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
And then, of course, the Eagles returning Super Bowl champs. So there's nothing sexy about the matchup, but I think it might be the closest and best matchup of the four.
But there was just an outrage of people that just hated it. They were going, the minute the time was announced, people were going nuts.
I guess I didn't see it, but.
Yeah. Oh, man. And then, like I said, and they had all kinds of back and forth. But I actually like all the matchups. And I think that, you know what? If the Texans are going to do what they have to do, do you give it an advantage because this is the third time they've seen them? Because there's a lot of people that said Indy's the hottest team coming in. You can find a team that you could put like the Saints, although they didn't play anybody in their last game. But like overall, the way they've steamrolled into the playoffs, Colts are playing the best football.
Colts are playing well. They really are. What, four in a row that they won? I don't think anybody else had won four in a row in the NFL.
Yeah, so, and Frank Reich said they started 1-5.
The Bears had won four in a row.
Only the second time that a team started 1-5 got in, too. And so, you know, good look for the division as well, because you had three of the four teams that either got in or had a chance to get in on the final game of the year. So, you know, the division that everybody was poo-pooing on before the season started looks pretty good, too.
Yeah, and it's weird because the matchup is, like, the opposite of what you think. The road team won both games, mm-hmm. but the Colts on the road are 4-4, so they're not a good road team. Texans at home, 6-2, so they take care of business when they're supposed to. You know, but all that said, I mean, you look at plus minus and point differential, 86 for the Texans, plus 89 for the Colts. These teams are damn near identical.
Well, I'll tell you just watching that game last night, and I don't know if you watched it at all or not, but I'll tell you this, for as much as Luck really had some hard luck the last 2 years getting back, boy, he's back. Because some of the nice the touch passes he was making over the top of defenders and in between a guy in front and a guy in back, and just the way he was maneuvering around, he's back, and that's big.
Yeah, he looked really good. I was just concerned watching the Texans game that Bill O'Brien was going to get Deshaun Watson killed.
With you. Totally.
I don't understand, and I'm tweeting it just like, bro, just you have a capable running back. You have two or three capable running backs. Just give them the ball, especially with the lead. The Jags offense, they're not coming back. That is a garbage offense. They weren't coming back when you were up 17-3. Just run the ball, punt. I don't care. That offense is not going down the field on your defense and scoring.
You beat me to it. Otherwise, I was going to do it too, because I normally don't tweet like that. I just was observing it. But I'm with you. Well, how far back was it when we started railing Bill O'Brien for going, why are you running designed run plays for Deshaun Watson? Let alone now you got a big lead in the game and you're still sending him around the edge butt naked just to get crushed.
Yeah, I didn't get it. They were up 17-3, 9 minutes left. He's doing it 4th and 1. What was that? I mean, I know it's the end of the game. It's 4th and 1. He runs a pass play out of bounds. Out of bounds, by the way. If you're trying to kill the clock, you have a running back. Run the ball. If you don't get it, so what? Kick the field goal. Why are you trying to get people hurt?
Totally.
It just made no sense to me whatsoever. It was idiotic the entire game. I was just losing my mind. I'm just like, you're going to get all of your star players killed, and you're already banged up. As many injuries as this team has had throughout this year, and then you finally feel comfortable with what? Less than 2 minutes? Man, they should have been running the ball the entire fourth quarter.
I'm with you. Totally with you.
And not Deshaun Watson running the ball. It was just...
No.
I will say this. There was a play in the fourth quarter at the beginning where they had that one really nice deep ball that he threw to DeAndre Hopkins. And if you notice, it was 20 personnel. And it's amazing what Deshaun Watson can do with a clean pocket. It is amazing what this – if he has some time with the kind of receiver that he has in DeAndre Hopkins, he can sling that ball around, man. And if they could give this dude just a little bit of time in the playoffs, they'd be dangerous.
That's
just not going to happen.
Look at the stats and look at the touchdowns, the interceptions. If you just understand that he's running for his life on every play. But if he had, like you just said, if he had some time, understand that this guy, so many guys they're picking apart, well, he really doesn't have touch yet. Or they're always nitpicking on Jackson already in Baltimore about can he throw. You don't worry about that with Deshaun. Because, boy, he can throw it deep. He can throw it with touch. And like you said, even the outs are strong. The throws got something on them, so they're not just sitting there trying to get picked off. His numbers are a lot better than people think because he's been running for his life the entire season.
Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, I know they're going to be run-oriented in the playoffs. They're going to have to be. They're going to have to be a ball control offense because that offensive line is just not good. But if they could get any kind of protection for him at any moment, and you might see a lot of 20 personnel. You might see a lot of 2 running back sets. You might see a lot of 2 tight end sets where they're giving any kind of support they can to create a pocket for him. But it was amazing, man, when he had the one time that he had a really clean pocket. It was what, 40-something yard completion down the field. It's amazing. But you know,
the other thing is too, you got to have a second and a third receiver. And right now, you're lucky if you just find one guy that can try and take some of the heat off of Hopkins. They did. You know, they're doing okay, but this is not what you thought you were going to have at the start of the year.
Yeah, I felt like you knew Hopkins caught some balls, but it didn't feel like he had as good of a game as he did.
Yeah.
150 yards, 12 catches. He averaged 12 yards a catch. That's a damn good game.
Big game.
And with
on Jalen Ramsey.
With no help either. DeAndre Carter, Vincent Smith, none of those cats scare you. Ryan Griffin had the one catch. I mean, they didn't use the tight ends like I thought they would. Mm-hmm. It was DeAndre Hopkins and that's it. And then Deshaun Watson running the ball. I mean, he was their leading rusher with 66 yards, which was just insanely stupid, but whatever. It got the job done, and they're all healthy going into the playoffs, so I guess you can't bitch too much about it.
Except for Foreman. Foreman's inactive. I thought that was a good chance just to get him a little bit more run, unless that he's still not, maybe he's just not right yet.
That could be.
So we'll have to find that out as well. Clarence, we see you. We'll get you on Texans coming up. If there's something that you guys want to talk about from the game, give us a call. 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us up on Twitter. And by the way, fellas, there were two players that were due $1 million bonuses with some stipulations about making the playoffs yesterday. One got it.
Nice.
One missed it by that much.
Ooh.
So we'll talk about that as well. All right, back with a whole lot more. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, right now, though, look, today is the last day of the year. You know what that means? That means tomorrow you start your diet. Tomorrow, we do it all over again. We're going to get fit. We're going to get in shape. We're going to do it at Vortex, guys. Meet me out there. It's going to be a good time. I won't be there tomorrow, but I'll probably eat too much today to work out tomorrow. But it all starts now. Let's get this going. Let's get it done at Vortex. Vortex is Houston's first and only multisensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. If you want to get in shape, guys, I'm not kidding. If you want to get in shape, take a boxing class. Just go take one 45-minute boxing class and tell me it wasn't the most fun you ever had working out. Go do it at Vortex. It's a great place to work out, conveniently located. They're right there off of West Gray, 1707 West Gray. And you can get started for just as little as $25. You can get, pop in for a class, take that class, see if you like it. They've got a $40 unlimited walk-ins for 1 week class registration that you can get. You can do as many classes as you want for $40. I think you're going to fall in love with the place like I did, and you're going to enjoy it. And it's a good workout, and you're going to get in shape, and you're going to have fun doing it. They've got the nicest cycling studio in the city of Houston, hands down. Three rows of bikes. So there's never not a bike available for you over there at Vortex. The boxing classes are taught by actual boxers that know what they're doing. So you actually learn the art of boxing while you're working out. And look, I'll say this. I've been going there for a while, guys. Scenery, not too shabby, if you know what I mean. You need to get out there and check it out. Best part is you don't need any equipment at all. You just show up ready to go. You can rent gloves and get the hand wraps and the shoes for the spin class. Everything you need is right there. Morning and afternoon classes. Like I said, it's awesome. It's a great workout. You're going to get in shape. Check it out online at vortextexas.com. That's vortextexas.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Second half hour of the show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We were kicking around and starting to get it going. On Texans Talk, as we know what happened yesterday, and then, of course, the aftermath, which set up the matchup between your Texans hosting the Colts in the early game on Saturday at 3:30. Anything else stand out to you that you saw yesterday, good, bad, or indifferently?
Well, one, I don't think I need to see J.J. Watt doing the Conor McGregor walk.
Is that what that was?
For a half a sack. It was a half sack.
On top of that.
He was in on the play. It wasn't like he...
Right.
And then I was like, bro,
he got one later, right?
Afterwards. Yeah, he had 1.5 sacks. He
so that strip sack, wiggly thing was, because here's the thing.
That was the Conor McGregor walk. And I was like, bro.
He was milking. If there's one guy that knows where the cameras are on the sidelines,
you betcha.
He was milking the fact that he hurt the other elbow or the other arm. Then they made note of the fact that he went in to get another brace. But as soon as he got that sack, boy, he was doing the woogly arms and all that stuff.
Well, you could tell on his way. In fact, I tweeted. I was like, ugh, I wonder if he comes back. And again, it's 17-3. You don't need to play J.J. Watt. Right. Why is he out there running around with the possibility of getting hurt? That second half should have been treated like a preseason game. It really should have.
Yeah, you're right.
It makes no sense
to me. Until they made some.
I hope, Nick, did you go to the game?
I did.
Were you at the press conference?
I was.
Did anyone bother to ask Bill O'Brien why he was such an idiot when it comes to playing players and not sitting people?
They did not ask that tough question, no.
He avoided the general, though, didn't he?
No one asked that. Nobody bothered to ask him, why on earth didn't you rest anybody in that second half?
Yeah.
Idiotic.
And, I mean, J.J. Watt was being the normal, tough J.J. Watt. Yeah, I don't care. You can cut this arm off and I'll still play.
No, get
which
out
is
of
fine.
Here.
I want him to play and be tough and everything. But he says it's okay. They did check him out. He's going to get reevaluated today. At least that's what he said at the press conference yesterday. And as long as it checks out okay, I assume everything will be good.
One of my friends... and Doc O'Brien, the team dentist, were there when he was coming off the field into the locker room. He was back to slapping five with the other arm and acting like the arm was like had to be near his side again. I was like, time out. So after the sack and a half, you did the whole weeble wobble thing and you were good to go. But all of a sudden after the game, especially if you saw to the corner of your eye that camera was watching the players going into the locker room to celebrate, he couldn't high five or slap hands with his mom with that hand. Come on, bro. It's one way or the other.
So these were my, I like take game notes right. And then I write a summary. This was my summary. Kareem played well. JJ played well. O-line sucks. Watson played smart. D-Hop is a beast. Bill O'Brien is dumb. There was my notes. My summary of the game, if you missed it.
Now,
I think that covers it.
Now, do you think if we were doing this show in Jacksonville, you would have more or less on the notepad based on?
Oh, my God. I don't know. If we were in Jacksonville, I wouldn't have watched it because who cares?
How about the biggest story from the Jaguars? is the fact that Fournette and Yeldon sat on the bench like two guys feeding the birds at the park and never moved. Every time they showed Yeldon, he was playing with his hair. Fournette had his gold watch on and his sweats, and they were kicking it. And Coughlin felt the need, unsolicited, to send out a statement about how disappointed he was about their actions. Yeldon's a free agent, so they're like, you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
They took away a lot of things in Fournette's clauses for bonuses and Fournette's contract going forward after the game yesterday.
They I was reading an away? Article. I guess they had the right to do certain things
or X out
certain restructure
things.
The contract. Yeah, yeah, I saw
or
that
cancel
too.
Things in the contract, and they decided to do so. So I believe if you're a running back or if you're in need of a running back in this league, you might want to pick up the phone and call the Jets.
I was going to say that if they did that, that's the beginning of the end for him then.
Yeah, even if it is in the contract, come on. You guys were not going to go anywhere this season. It was probably better for you to lose anyway. Like, don't mess with a player like that. But
well, here's the other thing,
because he got
too.
Suspended, right? Like, they had the. That's probably why that they could do that. You can't just
well,
do
that.
He
got suspended one game for going after the fan.
Right, but I think there's clauses like conduct clauses in contracts, which that's probably the door opening that they use to be able to do
the
that.
The bigger thing, and I use the term in absolute accuracy in this case, the bigger thing was they said that when he got to off to the slow start with the ankle to start the season, mm-hmm. he came back at almost 240. And they're like, and then he started telling people, man, I was in the best shape. I came into this season like lighter than I was since my sophomore year at LSU. And then you started eating. Because a halfback, a tailback at 240?
Yeah, I'm not going to judge, though.
Well, but unless you're old boy from Derrick Henry from the Titans, who happens to be like 6'6".
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Man.
He got a little thick.
I got on the scale this morning. I was like, thank God the diet starts tomorrow. 203.
That's bad. You're
203?
203.
No.
What's the biggest you've been?
225. Yeah, 203 right now. Why are you saying no?
Look at Nick's face.
You don't look like you weigh 200 pounds at all.
That's why I wore a sweatshirt.
Does he look like he weighs 203?
No, yeah. But I've always said that.
203, baby. It's all in the breasts.
So 225 must have been bad.
I got a bra on. I'm good.
If you were 2 1/4.
I was 2 1/4. I was fat. For me. I mean, I know there's bigger people, but for me, that's big.
225
When I met
pounds?
My wife in 1998, I weighed 150 pounds. When I met my wife. Yeah, 150. I'm 203 now. Yeesh.
And we had a dude that was a longtime trainer at our gym. And he got hired by a big oil and gas company that gives like massive bonuses and really takes care. But you talk about getting fat on the hog.
Oh, yeah, man.
He rolled back in the gym and we were like, before we even had to say anything, he was like, hey, man, I'm 275. We're like, you're what? I go, what were you? And he goes, well, when I was training, 205 to like 215, 220. I go, you gained 55 plus?
You got that money, you can eat.
Damn.
Eat good, too. Steelers fan Wansa checking in from and now living in snowy Denver.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Good for you, man. He said his preseason predictions, I guess, didn't happen. He thought the Cowboys would crash and burn by week 11. That didn't happen. So, yeah, no. Sucks for you, Steelers fan Wansa, but thank you for still listening even in Denver. Enjoy that, man. I'd love to live there.
And that's what we were talking about. The fact that if you download the app, you can listen to us anywhere. That, one of our loyal suspects is on hold, wants to talk Texans. We'll see if he's honest to his word and does exactly what he wants to talk about. But Clarence, what's up, man?
Barry, you don't go sit your 205 ass down up here complaining about being 205. Really? Go eat a steak.
Clarence, everybody has their own level of fatness, okay?
Yeah, I bet.
Look,
weighed 150 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Back to what I was saying. The Texans, I agree with y'all perfectly. Bill O'Brien has to be the dumbest guy. Your defense is playing lights out against a Jaguar team who look like they just had their heart taken out. And here you go doing design run plays the entire time, all the way up until the fourth quarter. Your quarterback, your star quarterback, is still in the game, and y'all have the game in hand. I don't know what.
Well, let's be fair, Clarence. They weren't playing lights out as much as the Jags offense had a dimmer switch to start the game. It was already pretty dimly lit before the game started.
Yeah, but still, man, you have your quarterback. He's taking shots. And, I mean, these aren't like he's getting touched and running out of bounds yet. He was making some great plays. And you're right, Barry. if he has a clean pocket, the throw that he made to Hopkins toward the sideline was beautiful. Back shoulder throw, it was a thing of beauty. But, man, you got to protect your quarterback. And I know that y'all were playing for the division championship, but y'all were already in the playoffs. Y'all need to worry about the long game here instead of just trying to get division titles and stuff. You're trying to win the Super Bowl here.
I'm with you, Clarence. Yeah, appreciate the call, Clarence. I'm with you on that. It didn't make sense. It just was to me, it was not a smart coached game. And people were like, yeah, this is why Bill O'Brien has to go. I know he won't because his contract. I honestly think he did a good job this year. I really do. I know the in vogue thing was to bag on Bill O'Brien, and we all did, and we all talked about all those things. Honestly, dude, you don't win 11 games and suck.
But Barry,
that doesn't happen in the NFL. You don't win 11 games, win your division, and suck.
You're right.
Like they did. I mean, this wasn't a 9-7 win. Like 11-5, you lost five games, and it was three in a row to start the season.
But here's the bigger concern.
That's legit coaching.
I totally agree that he dug out of a hole and he got him playing well. The bigger concern is he's reverted back to what we were all concerned about when we were kind of unloading on him. His play calling has gone back to leaving your quarterback exposed and taking hits that he doesn't need to take because he already has a suspect offensive line.
Yeah, that's true. It drove me nuts the whole game. I just don't understand it. But I can't believe nobody asked him. I kind of wish I would have gone to that game. That would have been the first. I've never asked a question at a press conference. I would have asked him.
He'd have been pissed off.
Why
on
earth did you leave Deshaun Watson in the game for the fourth quarter?
Well, when McClain asked.
What was your thinking?
He asked that question. He's like, look, you're going to have to figure it out. I'm not going to answer that. And he was trying not to reveal what his scheme and what he was trying to do. So I kind of understood what he was doing.
So McClain did ask it.
Because I was going to say, at one point he got mad. He called him general. He called him the general. He goes, I'm not getting into it with the general today. I'm just not. We won the division. Because McClain had been pressing him on some things. Yeah. Because I was going to say, if Barry asked a question, he'd be all pissed off right to get because he doesn't know Barry's name. Because he likes to refer to everybody by their first name. And go, you know, John, I don't even want to talk about that today. We won the game.
Man, he should have had to answer for that. That's bad.
Someone should have put him on the spot. But that's why, you know what? That's what the Texans PR machine does.
Maybe that's why I don't get credentials.
Well, but at the same time.
I mean, honestly, I could have been there and I could have asked too. But honestly, they've asked tough questions before. I guess just considering that they won a division and they got the W and they're going to the playoffs, I guess maybe they let off the gas and there'd be plenty of room for them to ask tough questions in the event they lose in the first round.
It would have been great if someone would have asked and he would have went, oh, John Jones, you suck. Terrible journalism. You suck.
Next question.
You suck. Terrible journalism. By the way, he apologized. Did you see that?
To the lady.
And the post after the post-fight press conference, he said, young lady, I owe you an apology. I'm sorry. It was a fair question.
She just came off as a fan. That's my only issue with it. That's what I said when we talked about it the first time, and that's what I stick to. She just came off as a fan of Alexander.
We need to get some of that, too, and talk about the results as we continue to roll on with the show. Shannon wants to get in here all the way from B-Town, so we'll make sure that Shannon gets on the show in the next segment. And if you want to be like Shannon, call in 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, hit us up on Twitter. Back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I see your dirty face hide behind your collarbone. Is done in vain. Truth is hard to swallow.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, still in hour number one, 3 hour show. So still two to go if you want to join us. We're here for you. Kicking around a lot of different things, including the Texans and the playoffs. But we did talk about the new year, and I think that all three of us are on board with the fact that we will turn over the leaf again and go and try and cut some pounds to start the festivities of 2019.
Got to.
I hooped this morning for a couple of
hours. Oh, look at you.
So I'm starting the process.
I napped.
Attaboy.
You napped in the morning?
Yeah.
Who takes a nap in the morning?
He does.
I do.
He talks about it all the time.
People wake up in the morning.
He wakes up so he can go back to bed.
Yeah. Got up at 5:30.
Gets his kiss on.
Show prep.
Goes back to bed.
10:15 out. Get up at 11:20.
Usually people are awake, what, like 6-7 hours before they need a nap? 8 hours, right?
Yeah.
Barry's up 2 hours and he needs to take a nap.
Really? Because 5:30 to...
Or whatever, 1 hour.
10:30 would be 5 hours. You said
still
6 to 7 hours.
Sometimes
so what's 1 hour difference?
No, it was a 2 hour difference. I said 7 to 8 hours.
You said 6 to 7.
Whatever, same. Who cares?
Quick, okay. Nick, 7 times
Quit
6.
Quit splitting hairs. Oh, 42, my bad. I wasn't paying attention.
Ah, I feel like you're slipping.
Yeah, because otherwise you normally you get the same question, but you answer it right away.
I took you're two sharp. Shots. Y'all took one.
Hey, let's make sure we notate, though. I took one.
You did. You did. I'm glad you did, because I really thought you weren't, so I'm happy you did.
There's
I just wanted you to take
some
one.
Kick to it.
There is visual proof that Joel took the shot.
He absolutely
visual
took the shot.
Visual proof.
Yep. I had a little kick to it. All right, so with the fact that we are talking about...
smooth.
Yeah, I didn't... That's why I basically sat there for a second without trying to use the microphone, because I didn't want to go... Back on the usual suspects.
Barry's like, I didn't like it.
It was not smooth. I almost cursed, by the way.
Actually, I didn't think it tasted bad.
It wasn't that harsh in my opinion.
Ugh, not good.
You're more of a Crown guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Crown too, but I wouldn't drink it straight, just like I wouldn't drink that straight.
That tasted like horse urine.
Well, kind of a wannabe whiskey Crown is. Just
what?
Saying.
What?
Doesn't
it's the smoothest.
It's top
the
shelf,
smooth.
Brother.
No, it's not top shelf.
It's not even a good shooting whiskey, but I'll shoot it. Like,
isn't Crown top shelf?
Yeah, it's
mid grade. I wouldn't say like top shelf. But.
Well, excuse us.
It's fancy to me.
Yeah. Shannon wants to get in here all the way from B Town, talking about losing weight. Shannon, what's up?
Hey guys, how you doing? First and foremost, shout out to Who Dat Nation. Thanks for favor to win the Super Bowl.
They are indeed.
First, a little context. I'm 51, former Marine. When I got out of boot camp, I was 160 pounds and very in shape. Over the years, several medical situations contributed me to getting up to 360 pounds. And in the last 2 years, I've lost 160 and got back into the ring, working on my ground game. And I've come up with a move that has never been seen in the MMA. When I get an opponent in the ground and we get into the right position, I'm actually able to choke him out with my stomach flap like a gi choke. And I think everybody's going to be amazed at this move. So I want you to consider it. When you see it on TV, know you heard it here first. You guys have a great day.
Appreciate
well played,
it, man.
Shannon.
Because honestly,
year.
I thought that phone call was going to suck.
I love that he said it was like a gi choke. Like
a stomach flack. Oh, wait, flack or flap?
Flap.
Flap.
Oh, my God. It's a flap choke. Good for you, Shannon. You
you're
got a flap
big
choke.
If you're choking people with your stomach flap.
But oh, man.
You see that on TV.
That's
a lot.
Hilarious.
The people that get over three bills, when they lose, like the majority of it, you know, and even when they did The Biggest Loser, the TV show, mm-hmm. it was always about getting the person, the contestant that won or got close and lost all that weight with a doctor, because at some point you got to do something about all the extra skin.
They got to cut it off?
Yeah.
It's speaking of doing fat stuff, man, Friday night, I just decided at some point I wanted Froyo. I was like, I want ice cream. And I count Froyo as ice cream. So I go to the Froyo place at the front of my neighborhood. And I got, you know, they have the different buckets. You got like the 8-ounce bucket, the 16-ounce bucket. I got the 20-ounce bucket. I filled it up like full. Then I did it 3/4 Reese's peanut butter cups, 1/4 cookie dough. And I'm not just talking a little bit. Like it was piled on. And when I got up there to weigh the thing, it was $12.
When was this again?
This is one
Friday.
Of those like where you...
Yeah, that's why you're 203 pounds.
Oh, you do it by
pounds.
The weight, right?
Yeah.
You weigh it?
Yeah, it's like 49 cents an ounce
or
something.
It's
it was $12 for one person. For one person's Froyo. So you know what I did? Because there was like these kids sitting like on the side that were looking at me. And the lady was like, $12? Almost like it was a question, like, you $12? So I had to cover for it, I had to put 2 spoons in the bucket. Like, it was, like, it wasn't just mine. Like, I put 2 spoons in, like, it was for me and Nora. And then the lady almost had this look of relief. She was like, oh, okay. Like, okay, so you're not a fat ass. You're going to, no, I totally went home and threw that other spoon away and ate all $12 of that Froyo.
Damn.
All $12 of it.
I think I'm more amazed at the $12.
Yeah.
Those places are killing it.
I was sitting there thinking, how much ice cream? How many gallons of ice cream could I have bought for $12? At least two, right?
Yeah, 2.5. Yeah, depending on if it's on sale or not.
Because I'll get the Halo Tops, and those aren't cheap. But
talk about profit margin, man.
That's what I'm saying.
That's ridiculous.
They're killing it.
Right. No, totally.
It's not even Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Because you can tell the difference. I can't. I mean, I'm a connoisseur.
Right. You love Reese's Butter Cups. You've always talked about it on this show.
I can tell the difference. They're using the generic.
Oh, yeah.
They're using, like, fleeces or something.
Marking it up.
Yeah. Like, they're giving you Reese's, but they're not. But man,
not cool. But $12, man,
that's a lot of dough for freaking.
Yeah, it was a
what
lot
did you
of,
think?
Lot of cookie
did
dough?
You think it was even going to come close?
A lot of Reese's and a lot
but
of.
Did
ice
you think
cream.
It was even going to come close to $12? No.
My wife asked me when I got home. She goes, "Good Lord, what's in there?" I was like, "You know how much this costs?" She was like, $7.
Like, wait, she didn't go?
No, this was just me, bro. It was just a fat boy run. I was just like, you know what? Tuesday, I start my diet. Let's see if I can hit 205 before Tuesday comes.
Man,
I started the
damn
week at like
close.
I started the week at like 196. So like, yeah, I gained like 7 pounds this week.
That's almost like every year. That's almost like a joyous part of the season, right?
I just don't see how you weigh that much considering your height. Not that you're short, you're not extremely tall. You know what I mean? Like.
You don't see how I weigh that much, and I just got through
height.
Telling you I just paid $12 for Froyo that's measured by the ounce.
But I know, but I'm just saying, looking at you,
but
you don't
it's still
look.
Supposed to be frozen yogurt, so it's not supposed to
that's
be
what
as
I
fattening.
Thought. That's what I think. That's what that, in my head, it's like Chick-fil-A. I'm like, oh, chicken. Chicken's healthy. Whenever you're on a diet, what do they tell you to eat? Grilled chicken, a salad, chicken, Chick-fil-A, boom. It's got to be healthy. Not. It's not at all. Not
that's
at all
I don't
healthy.
See how you weigh 225. Like, that's...
Oh,
like, could you imagine him at 225 rolling over? It looked like a deformed tire, just like an oval tire. It wouldn't even. Yeah.
Just hanging off.
Like a deformed tire.
Like one
Thank
of the,
you.
One of the big rigs that has their tire blow and they just leave it on the side of the road.
Yeah, and it's just not smooth at all when it's rolling. It's just.
I have, back on one of my weight loss things, I had a picture of me at 225. And I do absolutely look like a deformed tire.
Really?
Yes. It's bad. It's real bad.
And that's not something to brag about either.
Oh, I don't care.
No, I'm not saying.
I'm an open book here, right? When have I ever not come on and just been an open book on this show? I'm not going to start hiding it now. It was ugly. It was bad. So, I swore I would never get past 200. So I'm already like tiptoeing the line here at 202, 203.
So, I swear that's over 200.
Yeah, it is. But
technically,
whatever.
What's a technicality, right?
It could be water. I mean, you know, one good poop, I'll be under 200. You never know.
Well, that's the moral of the story. Just poop it out.
That's right.
We'll all go away
that's
and
right.
walk.
That's right.
So we got 1 hour in the books. We still got 2 hours to go with the big show. So if you want to join us, 713-780-3776. Still a ton to get to, from college football to the playoffs to the Rockets playing tonight. So lots of stuff to get to, and we always appreciate you being a part of the show. So join us, won't you? Hour number two right around the corner. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.